Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Winky Madad will join me here at the broadcast table with a discussion on the United Nations-sponsored International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Winky Madad and I will talk about how this UN-sponsored day took place recently, with less of a focus on the Jews and more of a focus on those others involved during this time of the Holocaust. In fact, Winky will explain how the United Nations made this decision to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. And then we'll talk about how Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel, which takes place in April, has a totally different focus and to remind the Jews never again. We'll also talk about the survivors of the Holocaust who are still living today, those who were a part of that terrible Holocaust in World War II. And then we'll talk about the rise of anti-Semitism that will lead to a worse Holocaust yet to come, according to the ancient Jewish prophets. Winky will join me at the broadcast table, and we'll have our discussion in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me tell you that my website, prophecytoday.com, is a great resource for you to understand current events in light of biblical prophecy. That banner is over my website. It gives you the latest detailed information on current events happening around the world that seem to be setting the stage for the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word to be fulfilled. Each and every day as you read these reports, you can understand how much better in focus God's plan for the end times is coming to the scene in our world today. I would suggest you might want to benchmark my website, prophecytoday.com, for the purpose of having instant information on what is going on in our world, and then a number of teaching aids that will help you study God's prophetic word in light of the events unfolding and how we are quickly approaching the time that the ancient Jewish prophets spoke about, some of them up to 3,000 years ago. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. But right now, I want to bring a broadcast partner to the broadcast table, Winky Madad, longtime friend and great broadcast partner, is going to join me, and then we'll have after him Itamar Marcus. We want to talk about the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Now, that's something that was put in place by the United Nations. And Winky, let me find out from you why the United Nations did this. It seems like so many of their resolutions are against the Jewish state of Israel. Why did they decide to remember Holocaust Day and try to get the world to do exactly that? And is that different than what you do there in Israel?
Well, Jimmy, thank you for having me on again. I'm going to make an educated guess. The normal Holocaust Day activities among the Jewish people, of course, is centered on a date on which the Warsaw Ghetto Revolt broke out in late April of 1943, and they managed to stave off the Nazi German troops, in some cases, for up to 3 weeks. You have to remember, Jimmy, and our audience, that the Jews were not exactly a people with their own army or police force or institutions, either in Germany, Austria, Poland, or other countries under the Nazi boot. So that's quite a remarkable military event. And, of course, we in Israel look towards it as part of Holocaust, that we remember the 6 million who were sent to gas ovens and the crematoria, but they also managed to revolt and resist as much as possible. That message may be a little bit too Jewish a message or too Israeli a message for some people. And so the United Nations picked the day on which Auschwitz was liberated in late January, if I'm not mistaken, January 21st or thereabouts, as the International Holocaust Day, because, which is true, not only Jews were in Auschwitz or other concentration camps, and so they tried to make it a little bit more of an international marking or recall of that era without or with a little bit less emphasis on the Jewish element.
So to keep the focus off the Jewish people, they set up a International Holocaust Remembrance Day. But at the same time, and I mentioned this when I was asking the question, it looks like the United Nations really does not care that much about what happens to the Jews with all the resolutions that they pass against the Jewish state and the activities of the Jewish people. Doesn't seem to come out equal, does it?
Not at all. From various institutions and bodies, especially the United Nations Human Rights Council, etc. And Jimmy, I just want to jump in here. A lot of the criticism directed at Jews or Zionists or those who are not Jews who are Zionists, like people I'm speaking to right now, who have sympathy and understanding and historical realization of what Jewish people are going to do and are doing, they try to push back on that criticism by saying, we don't mean we're against the state or against even Jews. We're just talking about the policies. Jimmy, you're old enough to remember, as I am, that the United Nations before 1967 was not the best body for Israel to be in, with all the issues of then called Arab refugees and other things. So I don't take stock much in this excuse on their behalf.
Talk to me about the children and the responsibility that the parents of these children have in helping them to remember the Holocaust. And in fact, even those who go into the Israeli Defense Force, don't the children from their school rooms go to the Holocaust Museum there in Jerusalem, and the Israeli Defense Force soldiers spend time there so they can remember from what they come?
You're correct, Jimmy. First of all, the Israeli army is not only a military force. It is an educational instrument, especially for new immigrants or Jewish ethnic groups from various portions of the world who perhaps didn't go to university. And so all this is a bit of what we call in sociology acculturation, getting everybody together. The United States, I think, used to call it the melting pot phenomenon. But Holocaust recognition and acknowledgement is a very essential part of what Israel is, because many people think that if Israel had been set up, say, in 37 when there was a partition plan, or 1939 instead of a white paper policy, many Jews would have been saved. You asked about children. Jimmy, and I think you have been witness to this at the Yad Vashem ceremonies on Holocaust Day in April, that many of the people say, and I have so many children and so many grandchildren, I am a victor over Nazism and the Holocaust. So being born of children who are born of survivors, etc., is a very emotional, on the one hand, but very essential element of who we are now in the post-Holocaust, post-establishment of the State of Israel period.
I know that there's been the time when the nation of Israel would honor the Holocaust survivors, a number of them each Holocaust Remembrance Day there in April in Israel. But I'm wondering, are there still Holocaust survivors from the actual Holocaust back in World War II still alive today?
If I'm not mistaken, in Israel, the number is slightly under or around 200,000. These people, of course, are now in the 80s and into the 90s. There are still, of course, Jews in the United States and other countries, especially England, where the so-called Kinder transport youth who managed to get out by railway from Austria or other ways to England. And because I know someone who was literally born just outside a concentration camp, so that we're only talking about people in their 70s and 80s even, they wouldn't remember, but they are survivors of the Holocaust in that sense that they were on European soil under the Nazi occupation and they had to suffer.
And when those last survivors pass from the scene, there's going to be a real need for that education process to help everybody remember the Holocaust so they're capable of saying never again.
Yes, of course. There's a lot of digitalization, films being made, all sorts of attempts. These are things you don't want to forget. There's a founder of the Hasidic movement called the Baal Shem Tov, and one of his sayings was, redemption is in remembrance. If you lose your memory, if you lose your ability to remember, and I'm not talking about your physical ability, which sometimes happens with amnesia, but I'm talking about simply disregarding it or lessening it in your eyes, you will never be redeemed. Whatever you think redemption is, whether it's a religious redemption, whether it's a social redemption, whether it's a national redemption, you will not have it because you have lost your link to the past.
You know, I understand that anti-Semitism is on the rise, and when I talk with Itamar Marcus about the Palestinian people and their desire to keep propagandizing the fact of the Holocaust, denying that it maybe ever existed or that it was to the extent that it was. But this is causing that horrific head of anti-Semitism to rise to the surface. Is it possible that anti-Semitism could get so bad there possibly could happen another Holocaust?
No, my answer is no on that. In fact, Jimmy, we're talking as on in the other room of my home here. I'm writing an article which I mentioned the fact that in the 1920s and 30s in the United States, there was organized anti-Semitism that reached into the State Department, into various senators and congressmen, which is not the case today. And so, and of course, we have Israel. So we're talking about a different period, but we are talking about threats, real and physical. There are people being beaten up in Brooklyn and other places in the United States, not because of what they've done, but because of what they are perceived to be, and that's simply being Jewish, and that shouldn't be. I can only hope that eventually good people will come together and not only stop this, but educate the younger generation that it's not nice to draw a swastika on a campus or on a synagogue. These things are, they're unchristian, they're immoral, then they don't belong in American tradition. You and I are talking about America specifically, which has had Jews in the country before independence. And so this type of thing has to stop.
Absolutely, Winky, and that is exactly why I wanted to talk with you, to remind everybody of this horrific event that took place in World War II. Holocaust Remembrance Day, whether it's in January or April as it is in Israel, is key for our society today. Winky, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again about another subject real soon.
Jimmy, thank you very much for having me on. Goodbye to you and our listeners.
Great discussion with Winky Medad. You might want to suggest that some of your friends might want to listen to what Winky had to say. It was great insight for us to have. And you can hear the broadcast again. You know, International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which was sponsored by the United Nations recently, had the world to stop and remember the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust at the time of World War II. Though the United Nations wanted to mark that day with less of a focus on the Jews, it did remind students of Bible prophecy of a worst Holocaust yet to come. In the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, says that the worst Holocaust will take place during the 7-year tribulation period. Now that's Zechariah chapter 13, where it tells us 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in that terrible time of judgment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today intelligence briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.